August 16. Can you claim God's seal? Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Psalm 78:1. We have a message to bear to those who have not had the light of present truth, and in our work we must make no denial of our faith. A study of the history of the children of Israel will help us to learn lessons that will keep us from repeating the mistakes that spoiled their record. The Lord wonderfully delivered this people from their bondage to an oppressive king, and himself took charge of their vast army. He guided them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, a cloud which enshrouded his own presence. He provided them with food in the wilderness. The men did eat angels' food. Soon after Israel's encampment at Sinai, Moses was called up into the mount to meet with God. Alone, he climbed the steep and rugged path and drew near to the cloud that marked the place of Jehovah's presence. Israel was now to be taken into close and peculiar relationship to the Most High God. As a nation, they were to come under the special government of God. Amid thunders and lightnings, God spoke his law in the hearing of that vast multitude. God gave the occasion of the giving of the law one of awful grandeur. He desired that the people should understand the exalted character of his law. The people must be taught that everything connected with his service must be regarded with the greatest reverence. This is the end of tape A of This Day with God. Turn this tape over, continued on the other side. Tape 8B, This Day with God, August 16, page 237. The time left to us is very short. Let us put away all selfish indulgence, for this weakens the physical, mental, and moral strength and makes the human agent unable to have a true sense of the sacredness of God's requirements. Can you claim the seal of the living God? Can you claim that you are sanctified by the truth? We have not as a people given the law of God the preeminence as we should. We are in danger of doing our own pleasure on the Sabbath day. Precious instruction has been given to our people in the books I have been charged to write. How many read and study these books? The light that God has given may be regarded with indifference and unbelief, but this light will condemn all who have not chosen to accept and obey it. Letter 258, August 16, 1907, to Edson and Emma White.